C. Going underground. The housing shortage in Beijing, China, makes finding suitable accommodation a huge challenge for the migrant workers who are flocking to the city. Most lack an official permit qualifying them for urban housing, and many are forced to rent rooms in the basements and air raid shelters that lie beneath the city's high-rise buildings. National policy in the 1960s and 70s required construction of these spaces to protect people in case of war with the Soviet Union. As fears of such a conflict gradually receded, building owners began renting them out. The cramped, windowless rooms are half the price of similar-sized lodgings above ground. Perhaps their only other advantage is relief from the city's climatic extremes, as they remain cool in summer and warm in winter. About 1 million people are estimated to live underground in Beijing. While the underground dwellings have recently been declared illegal, the government generally turns a blind eye to them. However, the underground life comes at the price of social stigma. According to reporter Ian Johnson, underground tenants are sometimes referred to as the rat tribe. They face hostility and are often shunned by some city dwellers. Not surprisingly, most hope to earn sufficient income to someday live above ground.
Questions. Number 15. Why does Beijing have so many underground spaces? Number 16. What is one thing we learn about the people who live in underground spaces?